The men of Ephraim, though armed with bows, turned back on the day of battle. Psalm 78:9, as we continue in yielding.
Father, no matter how prepared I think I am to walk in the ways of the world, I can do nothing without you. I cannot wage a battle and win without you out in front. Lord, so dependent on you am I for my very existence that I couldn't even finish this sentence unless you willed it. Lord, you know my end from the beginning. You know what the road before me holds, and because of your holy sovereignty, Father, I submit my ways to yours. Amen.
Today, take time to think on when you took on a battle without God's help. How did it go?
Today's action. Invite God into every area of your life. Let him in the closet of your life that you haven't cleaned yet. Don't you know that he knows what is in there already? Today's treasure is found in Genesis 49:10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people.
This old pastor has a lot of battle scars on him. There's battle scars on my body, and the ones that hurt the most are the battle scars on my heart. But I found that when God was walking with me, it's just like Psalm says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." When you have a battle in your life, whether it's a battle with sickness, a battle with sorrow, a battle with loneliness, a battle with being poor, no matter what that battle is, if you don't have the Lord walking beside you, you're truly on your own. And I've been there, my friends, and it's a lonely place to be. Accept Jesus and let him fight your fights.